Teenage years are filled with change, and navigating relationships among peers is a big part of everyday life. Bullying and violence are just some of the pressures they face. In Sitka, a group of teens is pushing back against this norm by practicing open and honest communication. KCAW's Anne Bryce reports.
This is a video by the Sitka Youth Leadership Committee, or SILC.
The time that I felt like I didn't belong was when I felt left out by my peers whom I had full faith and trust in.
It felt like I just didn't want to be around those type of people, and it made me feel worthless.
The group is made up of about a dozen high school students from Mount Edgecombe and Sitka High. They're describing how it feels to be without a sense of belonging.
I felt like I was in darkness. I was silenced, I was alone, I was not accepted, I was not cool enough, and I was left outside the circle of my peers.
Feelings get hurt and people talk a lot. There's a lot of gossip, things like that.
Katie Davis is a member of SILC. She's 16 and goes to Sitka High, where she says direct communication strengthened her personal relationships.
My friends were upset with me because I chose to hang out with other people on Halloween. I felt as if they just shut me out, and then I was sad, and I learned that it wasn't going to get any better unless I said something about it. Once we finally communicated face to face instead of talking to other people and having it come around back to us, it was resolved right then and there.
14% of high school students reported having been bullied two or more times a month. By using straightforward honesty, the committee hopes to create a community where people feel safe to express their emotions and inspired to work together. Julia Smith is a prevention coordinator at the local shelter, Sitkins Against Family Violence, or SAFE. She's working with members of SILC to replace violence with respect and compassion. She says it starts by asking some tough questions.
What are the societal factors that are contributing to this culture of violence, that is either encouraging it to happen, or what are those factors that inhibit it from happening, and how can we build upon those factors that are creating a culture of respect and a culture where violence is outside the norm?
Smith says we live in a culture of dominance where louder voices often get more attention.
We all have different rhythms and different styles of communicating, so how do we create a space where the more introverted personalities feel like they have the time and the space to speak and that they will be heard?
I'm constantly reminding people, have you ever been made fun of? And they always say yes.
Veronica Nelson is a student at Sitka's alternative school, Pacific High. She says bullying is a part of life that needs to stop.
Someone has always been made fun of, no matter what, whether it was once in their life or 20 times a day or whatever. Someone's always been made fun of.
Nelson is in a leadership group at school, and like the youth in SILC, she's learned that by combining everyone's unique strengths, the outcome is that much more powerful.
I think everyone has a bit of a leader in them, in one way or another, whether it's being quiet when you need to be quiet. Sometimes I can't shut up. And then it's, speaking up when you need to speak up. Some people can't speak up. So everyone has a piece of a leader in them. It's just a matter of bringing all of those together and making this giant group of leaders.
In 2011, the State of Alaska Department of Behavioral Health awarded a grant to Sitka's Primary Prevention Coalition. It's called Pathways to a Safer Sitka, and it will receive $200,000 every year over a four-year period. Youth leadership groups are an example of primary prevention programs which aim to stop violence before it ever starts. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Anne Bryce.